Right now, let's all settle back and e-break.
It's time.
I would take your legs out and I would pummel the crap out of you.
For the emergency break of the week.
And then I would call for Lucifer to eat your soul.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
You ain't no freaking, you're not a freaking reverend, you're a freaking freak.
By a wheels-off comment.
Freak!
Or technical meltdowns.
Getting a little bit hysterical, aren't you?
Yes.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Getting a little bit hysterical.
You're right, I am.
All right, Just Breaks brings you the emergency break of the week. We'll give you the candidates, and at least for another week, you get the vote on them. 214-787-1310. Use your votes wisely. Candidate number one, this is bad radio, and this is another on-air fight. This show leads the station in on-air fights, and it's usually between, over the past, it's been between the producer and Bob and Dan. Tom Gribble, now the producer of Bad Radio, and he and Dan got into it the other day as they were trying to get Elvis Andrews on the program, and all hell broke loose, and this is a very disturbing fight once again.
And on our phone lines right now... Don't sink in disgust.
Don't
over
start
there.
Doing this, dude. I'm really.
Me.
Rangers
Look,
are trying
we're doing
to
do a radio show. Don't tell us not to do a radio show.
Okay, shut up.
Or
shut
do
up.
He needs to do the Harold Tom because he doesn't have another guest show.
Shut up, Dan.
Dude, I know it's the Rangers.
You
they're
are,
trying to.
Look,
no, no,
look,
no. It's
look,
not the Rangers. They're trying to get him right
look,
now. All right.
It's more than just the three of us,
just,
Tom.
It builds up, dude. It just builds.
I know,
up.
But
I know,
Tom,
but we
we're
have
trying,
an audience. We're
trying to entertain an audience and
not sit and worry about your freaking.
I know. I'll be your foil. Go ahead.
Yes.
Just go ahead. Kick
Thank
me right
you.
In my mangina.
Thank
go
you.
Ahead.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's all.
Gribble has a mangina. Gribble has a mangina.
Definitely old. We're going to get
You just said go ahead, and then you said it's old.
Nobody.
I'm full of surprises, Dan.
Nobody,
I'm full of surprises.
Nobody else.
You never know
show.
What I'm going to do.
This
nope.
is busy guy acting mad.
Nobody
now.
Else.
Yeah, I'm acting mad. You're
nobody
right.
else
I'm
is ever
mad.
The target of ridicule on this show. It's just Tom.
Right.
It's just Tom. All right. It's 218. It's Sports Radio 13.
And joining us on the phone line.
Elvis.
Bueno.
Elvis, are you there? All right.
Just yell really loud.
Very good. The great Elvis Andrews on the ticket. It's 2:32.
I thought he was good. Good job, Tom.
He was real good.
Good cookie. Tom's the best.
Yay!
Tom! Don't give me the finger! Why? Okay, so we criticize him, we get the finger. We say he's great, we get the finger. We're happy with Elvis. That was a great interview.
Come on, we're doing radio over here. Come
okay,
on,
okay, the finger off the air is not radio.
Yeah, you have to say it. What does that mean? Say it on the air.
I can't do that.
The finger, and we're doing radio. That's Tom's version.
All right. It's
FCC friendly.
Great. Take it.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. What a minefield that was.
What jerks.
Is there any what tougher jerks? Job than producing bad radio? And boy, if you don't get a guest on...
And Tom rolls with the punches pretty well.
Yeah, he handles it pretty well. Yeah.
But as you said, it kind of builds up after a while, and sometimes he blows his top. Tense.
All right, candidate number two is that Joyce Durham?
Nope.
Y'all help me out with the pronunciation. No,
that's your other name that you use on weekends.
Oh, okay. No, it's me, and I was just telling y'all last week that sometimes I have hard drive skip where I'm trying to think of a word, and I can't quite get there, and I just kind of skip and... I have a really difficult time. Well, that happened actually last week when I was trying to talk about that in the emergency break of the week. Very concerned citizens about swine flu, and we're talking about other diseases that we maybe fear or, you know, that have...
Are you okay?
I'm skipping.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Why don't we just play it?
Once again, the same.
First one to detect it.
Are you okay? Are you okay? What's the matter? You're taking right now? Anyway.
Have you been drinking? About, he accused
no,
you of that last hour.
I have not been drinking, but you'd think I'm like Paul Abdul here. Now, I admit to skipping, but it is, boy, it's just like a tiger waiting to pounce. What?
Now, how did you make this about me?
Because, oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, he's flipping you off.
Okay, yeah.
That's good radio. Doing radio here.
That's good radio.
Get a little chum in the water.
We can't call you out for something. Okay, I won't.
You know, it
okay,
just builds up. Yeah, it okay, just builds up.
All right. All right, so that's me up for an emergency break of the week. And we'll put this, I guess, on ticket engineering. They had the idea last night. I don't know if you guys caught this because we could hear some of the game being broadcast while we were playing the
which
game last
so
night.
Which is so unstable.
I know.
Hearing the broadcast.
Try pitching when you're doing that. Here's the windup. Oh, wow, he's noticing my windup. Okay, so this is at the beginning of the game, and they thought it'd be a good idea to go to the public address announcer, Mr. Dew, John Michaels. Only problem is they have no way of miking John Michaels to bring you the starting lineups, and we had a real stop down before the game even started last night.
Now, let's take it to the public address announcer, John Michaels, who will introduce our entire starting lineups for the great game.
I think.
Let's hope.
Occupying the first base dugout. Hitting first.
It's on the air. VA.
Okay.
We are not hearing it, and we have to get to Pete Tenney to get the wireless mic down to John Michaels.
Hmm. Where is John Michaels?
There we are.
Yes.
It's Junior
okay,
Miller.
Tell me where I'm going. I'm in the dugout on the third base side.
Has just been announced. He's predicted
Junior Miller.
Two.
He has to be the fittest member.
Yes.
Boy, that is a horrible broadcast. Wow.
Pete trying to tell him, he's thinking he's downline. Yeah, I'm in the dugout.
What a mess.
It was a mess. All right, so those are your three candidates. Bad radio tension, hard drive skipping from me, or the beginning of the Ticket's great game last night. 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I got a vote for International Trip, but I love Junior Miller.
Well, that's nice of you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Love you, too.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Dr. Hoopenstein's vaginal fly.
The genius. Dr. Hoopenstein part was funny. The rest was not. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Jub's wrinkled walnut shell made of elbow skin and vaginal slash born.
George, response? Boy.
There's no response necessary for that fool. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Good vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, skip to the loo, my Jub.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Come on, I am right here.
Yay. Kill me. It's Natalie Baines. What's going on?
Hey, Jesus, I want to vote for Eddie, Tom, and Barton Band. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yeah, Dan McDowell is an emergency break.
Okay, so I guess it's a vote for Dan and Tom. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for George Onion Crotch the Dirt Durham.
That is not an official
name,
sir.
You have Onion Crotch, George? What is Onion Crotch?
That's something that you brag about a lot. In fact,
brag
last night,
about.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, got Onion Crotch again. Check it out.
What?
Check I'm sorry, it out. I don't want to check that out, Gordo. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Bad radio.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
How about Gort's interview during the great game?
Oh, yeah.
They couldn't like you, could they?
No, I guess for some reason I think that my microphone was going out over the air, but it wasn't going out over the PA.
Oh.
And so it was just total bumper cars. Yeah, we need to overhaul our booth.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I like to vote for bad radio. I think we should do all segments like that.
Hmm.
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Dan.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Yay.
The bad radio fight. I don't know if I can take all of this, but let's just listen to a sampling of the Tom and Dan fight.
And on our phone lines right now. Don't sink in disgust
don't
over
there. Don't
start
doing this, dude. I'm really...
me.
Rangers
look,
are trying
we're
to
doing
get
a radio show. Don't tell us not to do our radio show.
Okay, shut up.
Or
shut
do you
up.
Want us to do the Harold Tom because he doesn't have another guest show?
damn.
Dude, I know it's the Rangers.
They're trying to get them right now. All right?
It's more than just the three of us, Tom.
It builds up, dude. It just builds up. I know, but Tom, we're trying to entertain an audience.
And not sit and worry about your freaking
I know. I'll be your foil. Go ahead.
Yes,
just go ahead. Kick me right in my mangina. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's all.
Gribble has a mangina. Gribble has a mangina.
Definitely.
We're going to get
him. You just said go ahead, and then you said it's old.
I'm full of surprises, Dan. Nobody else.
You never know what I'm going to do.
This is busy guy acting mad. Nobody else is ever the target of ridicule on this show.
It's just Tom.
Right.
It's just Tom. All right. It's 218. It's Sports Radio.
All right. So we're putting this on Dan.
I would say so.
You're going to stick up your fellow producer in there?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to.
All right, so how many is that for Dan McDowell?
Well, it's his 11th win, the first win since January 25th, 2008. Welcome back, Dan.
It's been a while for Big Mac.